Noticing that the heart can tolerate the experience of the body, the mind. Whatever it is that on the surface seems not okay or unacceptable. Actually, it's just not true. The heart, the mind has this capacity to include. There's always this way of stepping back or opening up, as if the wisdom in the heart and the mind says, this too belongs, this is how it is now, it's already this way now. We're bringing this wisdom, the mind, connecting, receiving the experience of the body, the sensations of sitting, the movement of the sensations of breathing. And instead of trying to be sensitive or trying to be aware, instead of that, recognize that the mind, the heart is already sensitive to the breath moving in the body. Receiving the impressions, the sensations of the in-breath just as they are. Receiving the sensations of the out-breath just as they are. Noticing that there's something quite beautiful and wholesome and simply allowing the sensations of the in-breath to be felt. Simply allowing the sensations of the out-breath to be felt. Simply in this context of being aware of the body sitting, being aware of the breath coming in and going out, being aware of the whole body as you breathe in and the whole body as you breathe out. It's in this context that the mind realizes how it is that suffering arises and how it is that stress, grasping, struggling ceases. To be honest, it's not easy to have any insight without some degree of steadiness. This present moment awareness. So that each time the steadiness is disturbed, it's as if our teacher has arrived and she has something to teach us. This is the cause of suffering. It should be abandoned. It has been abandoned. There is a cessation of suffering. It should be realized. It has been realized. So no matter how little or how big the drama, the reaction, the struggle might be, the distraction might be, see it as a valuable teacher that we can be grateful for. And instead of looking for distraction or disturbance, breathing in, experiencing the sensations of the body just as they are. While breathing out, experiencing the sensations of the body just as they are. As this matures, notice the calm that arises naturally, organically. From that, noticing the quality of joy, and then a deeper happiness of ease, to deeper states of quiet and peace. This is the natural evolution of the mind as it becomes more steady. Whenever that steadiness is disturbed, practice showing up to the teacher. See what can be learned. So we'll continue in silence now. or keeping things really simple, breathing and experiencing the body, breathing out, experiencing the body. And as the mind becomes more continuous and steady, noticing right there the experience of calm, maturing into joy, into ease, into deeper states of quiet, the natural development of samadhi, and then noticing the 12 insights that arise at times, your teacher. There is dukkha, there is the stress of struggling. It should be understood, it has been understood. There is a cause, attachment. It should be abandoned, it has been abandoned. There is cessation or freedom. It should be fully realized, it has been fully realized. There's a way of being that's skillful, should be cultivated, it has been cultivated and developed. This is how we relate to our teachers that show up. And with whatever steadiness there is in the mind and the body now, more specifically, sustaining this reflection on stress and the releasing of stress, simply curious about any experience of resistance or struggling in the body and mind. Move through these 12 insights that we've been studying. There is stress. It's relevant. The heart has opened to it, understanding it. Here in the moment, the mind is struggling, it's attached, there is a cause. This cause should be abandoned, it's not helping to be identified or tight. It has been abandoned. There is this experience of non-grasping, non-struggling. This should be realized and has been realized. And in those moments where it appears that there is no struggling, no stress in the mind or body, then practice being really close to the experience of no stress, the release or the absence of any tightness, any experience of being bound or caught. Noticing more clearly what that is, how that is. In other words, practicing with humility, not assuming that there is suffering or stress, and not assuming that the mind or the heart is free of stress. Keep reflecting, opening, willing to be sensitive. And of course, the mind already has internalized these 12 insights. So you might notice a moment of stress and then the moment of release. And the process from the moment of stressing to releasing is so fluid and immediate. And of course, just notice that. Whenever there's enough steadiness, clarity, then the object of meditation can be suffering and the end of suffering, stress and the release of stress.